Hello, my name's Ed Frawley. This is another good question that came into our Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learbird.com. Every time I do one of these, and I do several of them a week, I tell people you don't have to be a customer of Learbird to ask us a question. We'll do everything we can to answer them. And if we can't, we'll tell you. We can answer most of them. So this one is about dog doors, doggy doors, where you have a little doggy door through your door and the dog can let himself out in the backyard and do his business and come back in. Terrible idea. But anyway, I'll read this so you can understand why I say terrible idea. It says, "Hi there. We have an 11-month-old puppy that we have had for 4 months. He was in the shelter for 4 months before we got him, so he just knew to potty anytime, anywhere, whenever he wanted to." That's the problem with some dogs that have been kennel dogs their whole life. "We taught him what the doggy door was, and he's been great. All of a sudden, after a camping trip and the weather turning bad, he wouldn't go outside to poop or pee. He did it everywhere he could in the house." Another reason why I say terrible ideas. "I guess maybe he really doesn't know how to tell us. He just uses the doggy door when he feels like it. He relapsed for a few weeks and is back on track, but the doggy door is closed. He just doesn't go outside anymore. Should we be training him with a bell, or how can we help him know it's not okay to just go to the bathroom in the house?" By the bell means some people will say, "We're going to train this dog to go over and hit a bell." And that's how we go and unlock the doggy door so they can get outside. And they keep them locked so coons and things like that don't come into the house at night. "Should we train him with a bell, or how do we help him know it's not okay to go inside when he feels like it? We've done basic training and do need some more help." Good. "This is a very common issue," Cindy says. "And dogs that are not 100% potty trained, and actually I get a lot of messages concerning this, don't understand that they should still go outside in colder weather, wetter weather, windier weather, snowy weather." In other words, these dogs, when they try and do this, the dogs aren't house trained. They may think they're house trained, but that goes under the old category, you're okay, until you're not, and you find a big turd in the middle of your living room floor. Worse yet, behind the couch, because how long does it take a dog to go behind your couch, pee, and come back out? I can tell you, about 30 seconds. And they don't like peeing and pooping in front of you, so they're going to do it someplace where it's not that obvious. And you might not find it for a day or so, depending upon the smell. "Some dogs don't mind rain or colder weather. Others require you to go outside with them. And you know they have used the bathroom because you're going to be out there with them and see them when they're going. We would recommend boarding up that dog door and just putting it away. Don't even use it. I don't use dog doors for my dog, but we do have indoor-outdoor dog runs with dog doors that some of our previous dogs have used. And by that I mean, we used to breed German Shepherds. We haven't bred German Shepherds for 15 years, but we have a state-of-the-art breeding facility. Hot water heat in the floor, indoor-outdoor runs. And our runs, there was 13 indoor-outdoor runs, had doggy doors on them so they could push their way out. Most of the dogs, after they lived in them for a while, they would go outside in the outside run and pee and poop and come back in. They don't like to pee and poop where they sleep, and that's why using crate training for dogs is so good for them, because they don't want to pee and poop in the crate where they are. So a good idea is to crate train your dog and start right from the beginning. If somebody came to me and asked me this, I'd say, go get a dog crate, get maybe a couple of dog crates. You can put one in your living room, one next to your computer. You can put one in the back bedroom, wherever. We have more than one dog crate for our dogs. We even have an X-Pen in our living room for our puppies when we have a puppy. We put it right in front of the TV so we can keep our eyes on it all the time. And we take our dogs outside every couple hours so it can pee and poop. We take our dogs outside first thing in the morning and we take our dogs out before they go to bed at night. Some of the dogs will sleep, some dogs that we've had when we're training them will sleep in the dog crate at night, and some dogs, when they think they're getting pretty well trained, we have an exercise pen, nice wooden slats on it, painted white, in an area next to our steps going upstairs where we have dog beds in there. And we'll put the older dogs that are house trained in there, and that's where they sleep at night. But it's a progression, starting with the dog crate all the time till they get used to it and accept it. Then we'll move them into an X-Pen, or they can be in an X-Pen as a puppy, but only when we have eyes on them all the time. If we have to get up and go to the bathroom, they go in the dog crate. And really, from the X-Pen, dog crate, X-Pen, then they'll go on a leash that's tethered to us. We don't let our dogs run around in the house. We don't think it's a good idea to let your dogs run in their house and practice bad behavior. You're only creating problems that are going to take you 10 times longer to figure out how to fix. So, it may sound like you're being harsh on your dog, not letting them run around and play in the house, not letting them jump and play with one another if you have multiple dogs. No, they have to learn how to live with us. They have to learn what our rules are. And one of our rules is you don't pee and poop in the house. And you're not going to have access to that dog door that we're going to take out and board over. So I hope that answers your question. If you haven't got the idea yet, you know that I think dog doors are the dumbest idea in the world. The best way to prove that to yourself is wake up some morning and have some critter crawling around in your kitchen looking for food. So if you would like to learn a little bit more about how to deal with your dog rather than using a doggy door, we've got a number of courses, and I'll just explain which ones they are, and you can go to learberg.com and look them up. We have a course titled Your Puppy, 8 weeks to 12 months. We have one on house training that I did with a friend of mine, Mark Keating, who's a professional dog trainer. We had one on how we manage dogs in our home, and that's a course that Cindy and I did on how we live with our dogs in our home. And then we have another one on from the rescue to the home, which we did with a friend of ours who's a professional dog trainer down in Arizona, JJ Belcher. So there's a lot of information here. There's a lot of different options for you. And all of this is very, very good training advice.